And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking today here with NBAF officials, Dr. Ken Burton, Director of USDA APHIS, Marty Vanier, Director of the National Agricultural Biosecurity Center, and Communications Director Katie Pulaski. And during the break, we were talking a little bit about some changes here coming to the website and your contact information, Katie.
Yeah, Brandon. So I had mentioned that if anyone is interested in getting more information about NBAF, having us out to maybe give a presentation to a group, I'm working on making a few tweaks to the website to put some contact information out there. So the website is usda.gov/MBAF, M-B-A-F. And so just be on the lookout for some contact information there so that it's real easy for somebody to reach out and ask some questions.
All right. Sounds good. Continuing our conversation on here, as far as construction, where are we at in that process, Marty?
Well, boring comment. On time, on budget, though now that we're within about the last year of construction, population, worker population has gone down, expenditures through the month have gone down, so we're only spending $10 million. They are only spending $10 million a month. Yeah, you know, just another zero. So that's down from the peak of about 20 million per month. Worker population is nearly half. It's about 375 people per day on the facility. And as Ken and Katie have mentioned, with USDA hiring, there are more USDA folks, particularly the operations folks, are going to be coming in, and they're observing installation of equipment. They're observing testing of equipment. There's certain of the equipment that's in that's now being tested in preparation for full operations. So they're observing all of that, observing all of that and learning the systems as they go.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And as far as we do have I thought we had a phone call here. Our screener, though, is not in studio, so we'll have to wait till our screener gets back here.
I might mention, too, Brandon, one of the exciting things, every time you go on to the NBAF campus, there's always changes. But when we were on there last week, one of the small things but kind of exciting is there's trees planted on the campus now. So, you know, when you start seeing those types of things, it gets pretty exciting because it means that things are getting pretty close.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You know, it won't be long before the opening day is here. Well, that's good news. On schedule, on budget is always important because you don't want to, you know, any surprises here along the way.
Right, right. And as we've mentioned many, many times, we have the construction schedule and construction budget, and then there is a transition from construction into commissioning, which is testing the systems, making sure things work, everything's hooked up properly. And then once you get through commissioning, then you start working into operations where the USDA folks are getting all the equipment in, are getting all their standard operating procedures written, all their research plans written, and then can transition into full research. So while it sounds like it should all be kind of one big thing, and it is a single spectrum, with respect to big projects like this, you do have particular elements that are kind of discrete. So construction is a very discrete element, and while commissioning overlaps it, commissioning is a different element, you know, is a different element from select agent registration, is a different element from full-up operations. So in the government world, these are all very specific things that get tracked and get scheduled separately.
Yeah. Okay. Continuing on, so there's some other training going to be going on here in the next couple weeks as far as the Department of Agriculture, and they do this annually, an exercise coming up on the 17th and 18th.
Yeah. Brandon, I believe this is about the fifth year that the Kansas Department of Agriculture has done their foot and mouth disease exercise. And basically what it is, you know, it allows them a chance to simulate the introduction of foot and mouth disease into the United States and allows them to work through their processes and procedures on how the state would respond to that outbreak. And so USDA, Kansas State University, last several years they've had feedlots out in western Kansas participate and play, dairies, some zoos. But it brings in everybody that potentially could have a role in an animal disease outbreak. And so NBAF, you know, definitely could have a role in supporting that from the standpoint that the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab will be located here in Manhattan at NBAF. And so Katie's going to be involved as her role observing their social media, how they approach social media, and then the phone bank. And so Katie's involved in that. Our director, Dr. Alfonso Clavijo, is going to be there observing. Marty and I have participated for the last several years, actually probably all five of the years, I think. And so we're participating in the exercise also. So it's a great opportunity to start building that collaboration between NBAF and the Department of Agriculture here at the state of Kansas, because, you know, NBAF will have responsibility for any type of response within our facility, but also we would need to coordinate with the state if there's an introduction of a foreign animal disease somewhere into the United States that has the potential to cross into the borders of Kansas. Then we've got to be able to work pretty seamlessly between our facility, USDA, field response personnel, and then also the state of Kansas. So it's a great opportunity, and the Department of Ag does a tremendous job doing this exercise and simulating an outbreak.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so many layers to that, because all it takes is one missed step, and then the information – you want to squash the rumor mill right away. You don't want any misinformation getting out into the public.
Oh, you bet. Katie can address that probably a little bit more. But, you know, communication is critical because – and particularly with social media right now, you know, you get so much information out there right away that you have to be able to get the right information out into the public. So
absolutely, Ken. You're right on.
We have a caller here, so let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, thank you. After the wonderful presentation that you had last time you were on, as a member of the loyal opposition, I wish we'd have had communications director 10 years ago, because the Plum Island neighborhood has been trying to communicate their concerns to us, right or imagined, and what you had just spoken about, the community being involved in case there is a germ outbreak here. The guys at Fort Riley tell me that their assignment is to isolate Manhattan and those of us who might be exposed so we don't spread it all over the state. It's good that we would discuss these things ahead of time. Thank you for all your input.
Oh, you bet, and we really appreciate and respect your question and your opinion. And you know, it's very critical that we get that information out there, that we get accurate information out there, but also let the community know how, you know, we're going to work with the state, how NBAF is going to interact, and how as a team we're going to respond. As you mentioned, with the military, even, you know, see if there was a role there that they would come into play in the introduction of a foreign animal disease into the United States or into Kansas. But, at this point, that role hasn't been defined, but those discussions are definitely going to occur to make sure that everybody has some input.
All right. Well, continuing on here, let's talk about hiring a little bit. We talked a little bit at the beginning of the program, but how is that going right now for you?
Hiring's going well, and it's continuous. We're excited because with Katie on board now, we'll start to build her team. We're also very close to bringing on the attending veterinarian, which opens up the door to bring in the healthcare veterinarian, the animal care veterinarian, who will be in charge of the animal caretakers, and start to build that team. And so a lot of the teams are going to continue to expand IT facilities. They're going to continue to add people, but now we're starting to open up the doors to some of the working groups that have been involved in planning, but yet haven't brought the personnel in at this point to spin it up. So a lot of hiring yet to go in 2020.
All right, and along with that, I see here that you're going to be building employee involvement through organizations as well.
Yeah, that's one of the other things that we've really been emphasizing on, and I have to give credit to our employees really for that, is they recognize the importance of having an inclusive group. We've got the NICE group. It's NBAF, Inclusive Council on Engagement, and within that group, they're looking at some diversity opportunities to where we can not only involve different members of our employees, but also do outreach and environmental support in supporting local charities and local things. We did a sock drive here recently, and we did breast cancer awareness, and we did a food drive just here recently. So those things are, the employees are really spinning those types of things up and help us get even more involved in the community.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, maybe you know, RCPD, I don't know if you've heard, they have a new barbecue grill thing that they're trying to raise money for here. Maybe getting out food-oriented stuff, maybe that would be a good thing. Just a thought, I don't know.
Food's always a good thing.
All right, well, that's all good news. It's good that you have a communications director in place now, and looking forward to working with you here going forward, Katie. And is there anything else maybe we haven't touched on you wanted to mention?
Katie, anything? Marty, anything that you guys crosses your mind?
Not at the moment. I think at some point it would be good for us to talk about collaborations with K-State and how, because a lot of people ask us about that, and how K-State and the BRI and the programs at K-State are going to be able to collaborate with NBAF in the future. And that we're happy to talk about that and put that together and talk about that in the future.
You bet. There's some good initial programs for training. The NBAF signed its training program that the BRI and K-State, the College of Veterinary Medicine, support. And then the new laboratory and training curriculum that's going to be starting this summer. But a lot of opportunities that we sure would be happy to share more of that.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you guys again next month here. Dr. Ken Burton, Marty Veneer, and Katie Pulaski, thank you guys for coming out.
You bet. Thanks, Brandon.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.